Hi, I'm Amanda Newby.
I'm Isabella Rose.
And you are listening to the first edition of the Debates That Don't Matter podcast, in which, like the title suggests, we debate about things that don't matter. I take questions from online or my own brain, and then we have to be either for or against it. And that's how the debate works. So in this first installment, we start off with the question, are rainbows real? I am pro-rainbows being real.
I am con-rainbows being real.
So you wanna go first?
No.
Okay, so, rainbows are real. Okay. Scientifically, people have proved they're real. They're on Lucky Charms boxes, and if that's not real, I don't know what is.
Is that okay?
What do you got?
I would say that rainbows aren't real because every time you hear about rainbows, it's always in a mythical story or in a fable, some would call them, and those aren't real. If you look at the name, myth, fable, not real. So
okay.
Therefore, rainbows aren't real.
Okay, but what about the devil rainbow guy? Are you telling
what
me
is
that you just made that up?
What's the devil rainbow guy?
The devil rainbow guy is an internet sensation. A YouTube video that got viral years and years ago of this man in Hawaii, and he saw a double rainbow.
Okay.
There wasn't just one real rainbow, there were two.
But catch this, nothing on the internet is real. Everything is made up. Every single thing.
So this podcast is real?
Exactly. We are figments of people's imagination.
Whose imagination? Is this God's imagination?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all just, like, running around. And God was like, let me mess with these people and make them think that rainbows are real when they're not. Rainbows are just a way to tell kids how colors work.
Well, you know, my thing is, like, what do you consider real? Because, like, some people think God's not real. Other people think God is real. And they act differently according to how, which one they believe. And that makes it real. If you act a certain way and operate under a certain belief and that changes your life, that makes it real. And that's how I feel about rainbows.
So you think rainbows are real because you believe that they're real?
Yes.
So I believe rainbows aren't real, so therefore rainbows aren't real and I win.
No.
Yeah.
I think, do you have any more points?
I don't.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Points to begin with.
We're gonna, and this is a podcast where the audience decides who wins. So, you know, who knows? I have a feeling that I should be on a pretty good team. Okay, so this next question, would you want to date a celebrity? I'm going to say no, and you're going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, do you want to start or should I?
You start.
Okay. So, everyone's like, oh, of course I'd want to date a celebrity. They're smart, maybe, because they know how to market themselves. They're obviously attractive, because celebrities have to be attractive.
To a certain degree.
They're talented. They're rich as heck. I mean, the rich part is most of it. They have a great Instagram following, and I want some of those followers. Who wouldn't? But celebrities are also part of the Illuminati. And not to mention that, even, you're going to get swarmed by paparazzi. You're always going to feel inadequate because you're just some normal person from, like, say, Fort Wayne, Indiana, dating some, like, Ryan Gosling type.
Where's Fort Wayne, Indiana?
And so it's like, why would you want that? Why would you want everyone to be in love with the person you're in love with and no one to care about you? Or, if they do care about you, they're sending you death threats for dating the person that they're, like, married to on Twitter because they're 12 and don't know.
I would just like to say, I can't directly quote it, but in the wise words of Tyler, the Creator, how is cyberbullying real? Close your eyes.
The question is not, is cyberbullying real? The question is, what do you want to do?
But then, also, okay, one, the thing about paparazzi, not always true. Our Lord and Savior, Ed Sheeran, at least once a year, goes on a hiatus where no one knows where he is. Absolutely not.
Illuminati. That's
also,
that's
okay,
bad.
Let's talk about the Illuminati.
No.
I do not believe in that. Not all celebrities
are real. Well, I do, so it's real. As I know from our last case, so.
But also, celebrities, think about, like, a pro who's dating celebrities. Like, That's your job. They're super rich, bro.
I mean, too. But there are people who are rich who aren't celebrities.
That's true. Like, but also think about, like, the talent and motivation that comes with it. Like, you're going to see, like, your boyfriend or girlfriend or just significant other in general doing such awesome things. And it's like, maybe that'll make you want to do awesome things.
Or it's a person who got found when they were, like, 12 as a child star, or like 18 just because they were hot and they don't actually have any talent.
Naturally, but it's also, it's
we're not
like,
naming it. Wait, who is that? I don't know.
It's all situational though, but like there are some celebrities that are very date-worthy. Shout out to Andrew Garfield. And then there's...
Okay, but I'm talking A-list celebrity.
A-list celebrity, not like so Beyonce.
Yeah, or like a Beyonce type, Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, people that everyone knows. Like, if you ask 100 people on the street who Andrew Garfield is...
They're not all gonna know. You would have to take Spider-Man with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take Justin Timberlake and run with
okay.
it. Justin
Timberlake. I wish I could. You know, dating celebrities would be awful. I think I could get through it.
But there's a lot of pros that come with Justin Timberlake. Like, he's politically and socially conscious.
But a lot of celebrities are not.
In that, but we're talking about Justin Timberlake.
Kanye.
Kanye 2020.
Ew. Exactly.
Justin Timberlake.
Celebrities do stuff like that all the time where you're like, ew.
But then you have the good. You have the good and the bad. And you should focus on the good. And when you want to date a celebrity, what's good and bad is your personal moral value.
Okay.
So, yeah, date a celebrity, honestly. Get that good check-in.
I say don't date a celebrity because your life will be ruined. People will send you death
threats. Honestly, it's really not up to us as, like, peasants. It's up to the celebrity.
You know, I don't think I'm actually going to have to worry about making that decision because I'm going to be a celebrity. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Don't date a celebrity.
Be a celebrity. That's the message. Okay. The third question. And I think this will be the one to wrap this episode up. Are call and response songs okay?
Call and response?
Call
oh,
and
like,
response.
Hey ya?
So, like, so this came about because yesterday I couldn't get Hey Ya by Outkast out of my head. And so in part of the song he says, hey fellas, what's cooler than being cool?
I'm cool.
And so he calls, the call is, what's cooler than being
okay.
cool? And then the response is, ice cold. And we have to decide if that's okay. I'm saying that is okay, and you're saying that's not okay.
Dang it! I totally think this is okay.
Okay, well, that's not your position.
But I can think of reasons as to why it's not okay. One, let's just do, what's that thing called? When you ostracize.
Ostracize?
Yeah, you can ostracize someone when you do that. Like, let's say it's a group of five people, mm-hmm. and there's a call.
Well, if you're playing songs for five people, I don't think
well,
you're
no,
responsible.
Okay, let's imagine.
Let's do 50 people.
50 people, okay. And let's say 10 of them don't do it. Then it's 40 people attacking those 10 people and be like, hey, bro, why don't you like this song? Like, you
yeah.
or why aren't you participating? Blah, 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 blah. So that's why they're bad.
Yeah, but listen here. They bring people together. This is when Outkast is asking us fellows, who I'm now including myself.
Me too.
When they're like, hey, fellas, what's cooler than being cool? Then you and your fellow fellas get to come together. You're like, look at me in the eyes, bro. Ice cold. We all know it.
Wait, but also, true. What about, this is going to take this to a whole different conversation.
No,
but what about
no,
when
no,
he's saying,
stay on topic.
What about when he's saying, hey, fellas, what if you're not a fella?
Then
that's not fair.
Later on, he says, hey, ladies.
What if you're not a
We're
fella or a lady?
Down.
What if you don't follow gender bias?
I think we're getting off topic. I don't think that is
that's not. Hard. You're just ostracizing people. Or what if you don't have vocal cords?
Then why are you going to a music show anyway?
What the heck? If you don't have vocal cords, you're not allowed to appreciate the art of music. That's
no.
ableist.
next week's question. Am I able? Is ableism okay?
Is ableism a real thing?
You're going to go first. I'm going to go again.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, call and response brings people together, and it makes things more fun, because Who wants to go to a concert where you just listen to people sing? I can go home and be on my phone and listen to them sing. Probably better quality and, like, more convenient conditions than, like, a wet, dirty, weird, with, like, sweaty people around me. So, like,
general admission.
So, like, why am I going to the concert? I'm going to
maybe you want to dance. Maybe that's the part where he's like, shake it, shake it. Maybe that's the part you look forward to, not the fellas.
No, it's definitely a part of it. But y'all don't want to hear me, you just want to dance. Anyway, but no, like, dancing is a part of any song, you can do that to any song, anywhere, anytime. I'm going to a concert to have a special moment with the singer, where they talk to me, and I get to talk to them back.
But here's the thing, who sings Hey Ya?
Outcast.
Then maybe we should just stick to Outcast singing Hey Ya.
Obadiah and Parker and James Cato would be so upset at each other. Jada Celebrity, meaning James Cato,
the celebrity of Northrop High School.
Literally, the heart song. He's the Justin Timberlake of Northrop High School.
Very true.
I think that's a pleasant note to end.
Just ending on the beautiful life that is Jada Cato.
Next week, our first discussion topic, is anyone worthy of Jada Cato?
That'd be cool. That'd be really funny and weird.
So anyway, thank you for joining us on the Debates That Don't Matter podcast.
Yeah, I hope you liked this as much as we did. Oh no, it didn't stop.